Station 5, the dining room. How did the archaeologists identify the function of this big, empty chamber in which you're standing? Pretend for a moment that you're an archaeologist. In the small room adjacent to this one, more than 1,000 personal food vessels were found, as well as pottery serving dishes, cups, mugs, and jars. If we found the kitchen cabinets, then the large room next to it must have been the dining room. By the size of the dining room, scholars were able to estimate the number of members in the Yahad. From the sectarian writings, we know that meals had special significance and the members were strict about dining together. That is, this room had to hold all the members of the sect. How many people could eat here at once? Scholars believe that the group numbered between 100 and 150 people. The ritual baths near the dining room explain a custom described in the sectarian writings. The members of the Yahad would immerse before the common meal. Why? Immersion usually symbolized passage from the ordinary to the sacred. After immersion, they would change from their work clothes into clean white garments and go to the dining room. The meal opened in complete silence, with a blessing by the priest over the bread and the wine. Exclusion from the communal meal was considered one of the community's most severe punishments. It is believed that a shared meal took place twice a day and was a substitute for the ritual of eating the meat of the sacrifices in Jerusalem. The common meal was treated as a sacred ritual of the highest order. Leave the room and follow the signs to the next stop.